All right, everyone, welcome back to the Anti-Anxiety Stoic Calm, Control, and Courage Daily. It's your boy Dylan Brooks here, bringing you another dose of real talk to help navigate this crazy thing we call life. Today, we're diving into something truly powerful, the power of forgiveness. Now, before you start thinking, yeah, forgive and forget, hear me out. Forgiveness isn't about condoning what happened or sweeping it under the rug. It's a radical act of self-care. It's about releasing the grip that anger, resentment, and bitterness have on you, allowing yourself to heal and move forward with more peace and clarity. Ever felt like a prisoner of your own past? Like those old wounds are still bleeding even though the initial injury has long healed? You know that feeling when you just can't seem to shake off that anger or hurt? That's what holding onto resentment does to us. It keeps us stuck, replaying the same hurtful scenarios over and over in our minds, poisoning our present moment. But here is the kicker. Forgiveness doesn't make things right, it makes you whole. Think of it like this: when you hold onto anger, you're essentially carrying around a heavy backpack filled with stones. Every step you take feels heavier, and eventually, your back starts aching. Forgiveness is like putting down that backpack, shedding the weight, and allowing yourself to move freely again. So how do we actually tap into this power? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you unlock the magic of forgiveness. 1. Understand forgiveness is a choice. This isn't about condoning actions, it's about choosing not to be consumed by them. You get to decide what affects you and what you let go of. It takes courage, but it sets you free. 2. Recognize the benefits for yourself. Holding onto resentment only hurts you in the long run. Forgiveness doesn't erase the past, it allows you to learn from it and grow. It's about reclaiming your peace, your energy, and your ability to move forward with joy. 3. Start small. You don't have to forgive everything overnight. Choose one small thing, maybe a minor annoyance or a situation that's been bugging you for weeks. Forgive yourself first. We all make mistakes. It's how we learn and grow. Then practice extending forgiveness to others. 4. Practice empathy. Try to see things from the other person's perspective. Were they hurt? Did they make a mistake out of fear or insecurity? Understanding their motivations can help you soften your anger and cultivate compassion. 5. Remember, forgiveness takes time. Don't beat yourself up if it doesn't happen instantly. It's a process, and some wounds run deeper than others. Be patient with yourself, celebrate small victories, and keep practicing. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a talented artist who was deeply hurt when her best friend ripped off one of her designs for a big competition. For months, Sarah held onto that anger, refusing to talk to her friend. Her resentment grew, affecting not just their friendship, but also her own creativity. She couldn't focus on her work, and the joy she once found in painting faded away. One day, Sarah realized that this anger was only hurting her. It wasn't bringing justice or changing what happened. So, she decided to forgive her friend, not for her sake, but for her own healing. It wasn't easy, there were tears, and it took time. But as Sarah let go of the resentment, she felt a weight lifting off her shoulders. She was able to reconnect with her passion for art, and even though their friendship didn't fully recover, Sarah found peace within herself. T. Forgiveness isn't about being weak or letting people get away with wrongdoings. It's about choosing strength, the strength to release the past, to heal your own wounds, and to create a more peaceful and fulfilling future for yourself. Remember, forgiveness is a journey, not a destination. There will be bumps along the way, but keep going. Every step you take towards forgiveness is a victory, a testament to your courage and resilience. Now, go out there and reclaim your power. Want to share your own experiences with forgiveness? Drop us a line in the comments or on social media. And don't forget to hit that subscribe button for more daily doses of calm, control, and courage. Until next time, keep stoic.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.